Schweitzer, Mitch McConnell, Why Elaine Zhao Financially Tied to the Chinese Government. By Trent Bicker on January 17, 2021. Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer on Sunday detailed how Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, and his wife Elaine Zhao are financially tied to the Chinese Communist Party. Schweitzer said on Fox News Channel's The Next Revolution that McConnell's position on China has softened over the years, which he argued is due to the growing relationship between the Chinese government and the Zhao's company. Really, it goes to the fact that Mitch McConnell and Elaine Zhao, his wife, are financially tied to the Chinese government, Schweitzer outlined. And it comes through the shipbuilding company that Elaine Zhao's family owns. That relationship was forged in December of 1993 when James Zhao, Elaine Zhao's father, Elaine Zhao, and the new son-in-law, Senator Mitch McConnell, visited Beijing, China, at the invitation of the China State Shipbuilding Corporation. This was a coup to Beijing because Tiananmen Square had happened just 4 years earlier. Very few high officials went there. The result of that meeting and the deals that followed is that today the Chinese government finances the construction of the ships for the shipbuilding company. They build the ships, they provide the crews for the ship, and they provide the cargo for the ship. So, the Chinese government could pull the plug tomorrow on this business. And the reason they're doing business with him, let's make it clear, is because Mitch McConnell is a very powerful figure in Washington, D.C. And the problem is, Steve, that his position on China has softened over the years the closer that this commercial relationship has become. And he's a direct beneficiary of what this business does. According to Schweitzer, this is the strategy of the Chinese government across the globe. They seek out political elites and give them commercial deals, Schweitzer stated. They are wedded to the Chinese, he added. They don't want to anger the Chinese because they could destroy their families financially. Follow Trent Bicker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.